65 years ago, in fact, 150,000 troops swarmed, waited, and parachuted onto the Nazi-occupied soil of France. This is really a big day as we commemorate the 65th anniversary of D-Day. A lot of people, as you look into the history, will know that, in fact, D-Day was originally scheduled for June 5th. But the weather did not cooperate. In fact, though, on this day 65 years ago, the invasion involved 5,000 ships, some 800 planes dropping over 13,000 men in parachutes, and over 100,000 Allied troops, in fact, did make it to the shore on that day.
And what they're coming into here, the president, this is going to be certainly an elaborate, extensive ceremony today. But the president there specifically to commemorate this anniversary, but also had some business to talk. Now, world issues, big issues, never too far from the president's plate, discussing, talking about Iran and North Korea, also Middle East peace today with the French president. I'm going to turn to some other news in Mexico right now. This story just horrified a lot of people. It started coming across our wires yesterday, hearing about 29 children dead, more than 100 others injured after a fire swept through a state-run daycare center in a town there in Mexico. Officials say it started in the warehouse next door, then quickly spread to that daycare center. The children range in age from about a year old to 5 years old. Some are being taken to Shriners Hospital in California today for treatment. Also, a high school senior facing possible felony charges after police say he set off at least a dozen homemade bombs in the trash cans around his school. San Diego police locked the school down for about an hour yesterday while they investigated. No one was hurt and there was no property damage.